This is live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy from the Hitting Tillers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My name is Stephen Hall, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-H-A-L-L.
And your date of birth?
3/26/1983.
Where do you work?
I work at the Duxbury Police Department.
How long have you been a Duxbury police officer?
Since 2015, so roughly 11 years.
I want to direct your attention to January 24th, 2023. Were you working that day?
I was.
What shift were you working?
The 4 to midnight.
And would that be 4 p.m. to midnight?
Yes.
And were you in uniform?
Yes.
Were you in a marked cruiser?
Yes.
And were you on patrol?
Yes.
And being on patrol, were you alone or with a partner?
I was alone.
Further directing your attention to approximately 6:11 p.m., at that time, did you receive a dispatch to go to 47 Summer Street in Duxbury?
I did.
And do you recall approximately where you were when you received that dispatch?
I was at the Lincoln Street Fields in Duxbury.
And so how long did it take you to get from there to 47 Summer Street?
7 to 10 minutes.
And did you go to 47 Summer Street?
Yes.
And what did you see? When you arrived there?
When I arrived, it was just a house. There was a gate open on the left side of the house.
I'll show you a few exhibits that have already been marked. Exhibit 32. And exhibit 33. Is this the house you responded to?
Yes.
And showing you exhibit 34, is that the left side of the house?
It is.
And exhibit 35 is the gate that you went in depicted in this exhibit.
It is.
First officer on scene?
I arrived simultaneously with Officer Josephine.
And he also an officer with Duxbury Police?
Yes.
And so did you both head to that same direction or did you go in different directions?
We both went to the backyard as we were dispatched to.
And you said you went to the left, correct?
Yes. We heard a male voice calling for us on the left side. So.
And that's where you headed?
Yes.
Okay. And did you encounter a male in the backyard?
Yes.
And did you later learn his name was Patrick Clancy?
I did.
What was his demeanor?
He was upset. He didn't know what was going on. So.
And did you see anyone else in the backyard?
No.
Okay. Did you see anyone on the ground?
Yes.
And who was on the ground?
Miss Clancy.
Is that Lindsay Clancy?
Yes.
And do you see her in the courtroom today?
I do.
Could you point to her?
No issue with ID.
Record may reflect. The witness has identified the defendant.
Thank you. Where was she positioned?
She was on the ground, if you were looking at the backyard on the right side.
Showing you what's been previously marked was exhibit 38. Is this the back of the house?
It is.
And showing you what's been marked as exhibit 37, do you see the area where the defendant was when you entered the backyard?
Yes.
Mind standing up with court permission and just pointing that out to the jurors?
It's in this area.
And if the record could reflect, he's pointing near the window well to the far right side of the back of the house.
Record may reflect that.
When you saw her in that location, do you remember where her head was?
Her head was towards the house.
And where were her feet?
Pointing out away from the house.
Are you trained in first aid as part of your job?
Yes.
And do you carry equipment with you in case you have to provide first aid to someone?
Yes.
When you saw the defendant on the ground, did you go to her and observe any injuries?
She had cuts to both wrists and to the left side of her neck.
The cuts to her wrists, were those actively bleeding when you saw them?
No, they were not.
When you saw the cuts to her neck, were those actively bleeding?
No.
Did you, based on your training and experience, feel the need to provide any medical care to those cuts or use any of the equipment you had to tend to those cuts?
Not at that time.
Was she conscious?
Semi-conscious, in and out of consciousness.
And what was she doing that gave you that indication?
She would wake up and move around and then kind of just go still again.
And when you say she would move around, what parts of her body was she moving?
Just her head, really.
Was she able to speak to you?
She wasn't, no.
Was she making any sounds?
She was just, like, it sounded like, you know, she was in pain.
So something like moaning or something like that?
Yes.
While you and Officer Josephine are there, do other first responders, such as firefighters, start to arrive?
Yes, they started to arrive, and I went to the gate to direct them where to go.
And how did you know they had arrived?
You could hear the sirens.
So you heard the sirens and went to the gate to tell them to come to that side?
Correct.
While you were doing this, did Patrick Clancy stay with you?
At one point, he went inside to say he was going to check on his children.
And did you see what entrance he used to go into the house?
He went towards the backslider.
Shortly after Patrick Clancy went inside the home, did you receive a call on your radio?
Yes.
And what did you hear on your radio?
Dispatch said that he couldn't wake them up.
And did you know what they were talking about when you initially heard that?
Not really, no.
Did something then catch your attention?
Yeah, I heard a loud scream from inside.
And could you tell where it was coming from?
Just inside the house.
And the screaming, was it words or just sound?
It was just a sound.
When you heard that screaming, what did you do?
Myself and Officer Josephine ran towards the slider and entered into the house.
And when you entered into the house, do you remember what room you entered into?
Into a kitchen.
And when you entered into the kitchen, could you still hear that screaming?
No. We could hear he was talking, but the screaming was done.
When you said he was talking, who was talking?
Patrick Clancy.
So you could hear Patrick Clancy talking at that time?
Yes.
And could you tell where he was?
Yes, he was in the basement.
And did you head to the basement stairs?
Yes.
Showing you what's been marked as Exhibit 41. Are these the stairs that you went to?
Yes.
Did you go to the bottom of the stairs?
I did.
Once you got to the bottom of the stairs, is it accurate that you either have to go right or left?
Correct.
Which direction did you go?
We heard Patrick Clancy talking from the right, so we went in that direction.
Could you hear what he was saying?
God. Do you mind if I...
You don't recall?
Yes.
I have no objection, Your Honor.
Do you recall him saying, I can't wake them up, I can't get them up?
Yes.
And do you remember his demeanor as he was saying that?
He seemed very upset.
What did you do in response to that?
He came from a back room, so we ran into that back room.
Just going back to when you came down the stairs and turned to the right, do you recall what type of room that was when you went to the right?
It looks like a workout room, like a workout area.
I'm going to show you a few pictures here. If you could just look at them and tell me if you recognize what they depict.
Okay.
question. Do you recognize these to be photographs of that workout room that you entered into when you went to the right?
Yes.
We could have these marked as the next few exhibits.
Objection.
All right, those may be admitted.
Or exhibits. Exhibits dated 1992. Sir, I'm showing you exhibit 89. Is that the view when you first come down the stairs and turn to the right?
Yes.
And then showing you exhibit 90. Are those exercise bands there tied to the closet door?
Yes.
91, just a close-up of that, correct?
Yes.
Then 92, what are we seeing in this photograph, sir?
That was the back room that he was seemed to be coming from.
That Patrick was coming to?
Yes.
You also looked at two photographs from that room. Are those fair and accurate depictions of how the room looked that day?
Yes.
We could have this marked as the next two exhibits, please.
They may be admitted.
Four. Sir, did you head to that back room?
I did.
And what did you see when you got to that back room?
Just past the door on the left side, there was a body of a young child.
And do you remember what position the child was in?
He had his feet towards the door and his head towards the wall.
And was he on his back or his stomach? Or?
He was on his back.
And do you recall what he was wearing?
He was shirtless. I believe he was just in a diaper or underwear of some sort.
And showing you,
exhibit
93, if you wouldn't mind just pointing out where you saw his body.
Just in this area.
Correct and reflect, he's pointing to the area of the yellow exercise band.
It may reflect that.
And sir, that yellow exercise band, did you see that in that position when you saw the body of the child on the floor?
Yes.
Exhibit 94. Sir, did you later learn that child's name was Dawson Clancy?
I did.
And can you describe his physical appearance when you saw him?
He was discolored, like a bluish purple.
Do you remember what his face and neck looked like?
No.
What happened next?
I called for paramedics to come to the basement. I also called for a supervisor, and Officer Josephine picked up the child, and we ran him outside through the front door to the ambulance.
And did you do anything after that, after giving Dawson to EMTs?
We ran back down into the basement to check to see if we could find other children.
And what made you think there were other children to find?
When Patrick Clancy said, well, I can't wake them up, instead of just a singular.
And so when you went back inside, did you go back down the basement stairs?
Correct.
And this time, did you go to the left?
Yes.
Are showing you a series of photographs. You could just tell me if they clearly and accurately reflect how the left side of the basement looked on January 24th, 2023 when you went in there.
Right, just for the record, they don't need to lay a foundation. I agree to the photographs, no objection to any of them, so we don't have to go through all the foundations.
All right, thank you. All right.
Yes.
Could I please mark this the next exhibits, please? Exhibits 95-102.
Thank you.
Sure. Sir, showing you what's been marked as Exhibit 95. Is this what you saw when you went down the stairs and went to the left, that first view?
Yes.
And then showing you Exhibit 96. Is that a further view in, as you go into the room?
Yes.
Now, when you went into that room, what did you see?
There were two children on the floor, motionless, and EMTs were, and paramedics were working on them.
And did you later learn that those children were Cora Clancy and Callan Clancy?
Yes.
Did you do anything to assist the medics at that time?
I asked if they needed any equipment.
And did they ask you to get some equipment?
They asked me to grab a heart monitor.
And did you do that?
I went and found the fire captain to ask where I could grab one. And he was pretty upset. So I ended up going back downstairs into the basement.
At some point in time, if I could show you Exhibit 96 again and just ask if you could just point to us where you saw each child.
Okay.
Here. And that's not here.
So for the record, the first area you pointed to was in between the blood stain and the black exercise band, is that correct?
Correct.
And then the second area was over toward in front of that small nightstand or some type of shelving unit.
Yes.
At some point in time, did you go back outside?
Yes, they stated they need an officer with Lindsay Clancy.
And I'm going to show you a photo here outside near that window well that's towards the right of the house. Is that where Lindsay Clancy was, where that medical debris is?
Yes.
And just showing you another photograph. Is that just showing further to the right in a broader area of that same scene?
Yes.
I could have the close-up mark as the next exhibit and the broader photo as the following.
All right. They may be admitted.
Is this 103 and 104? While you were out there with the defendant, were his medical staff, paramedics treating her?
Yes.
And did you happen to look up?
Yes, I did.
What did you see when you looked up?
There was an open window with blood marks around the window.
And did you also see blood marks on the shingles below that window?
I did.
Showing you a photograph here. So up at the top, is this the open window you're referring to?
Yes.
Zooming in on the shingles here to the left and right, just below that window, are those the blood marks you're referring to?
Yes.
And here in this photograph, you had mentioned marks, blood marks on the upper window. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
And then here at the top of the lower window, these marks here, are those the other blood marks that you saw?
Yes.
If we could have these photos marked as the next bits.
All right, they may be admitted.
Thank you. While you were out there in the backyard, did you see a ripped or... Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it 105 or 108?
While you were outside, did you see any ripped or torn screens on the ground?
No.
What did you do next?
I just went over to the paramedic, asked what I can help him with. He said she was good, but she kept taking her face mask off for oxygen, and so I just kept replacing it back onto her face.
And when you say she, are you referring to Lindsay Clancy?
Yes.
And did you then help them get the stretcher to the ambulance?
Yes.
I have nothing further.
Reddington?
Thank you for your incredible service.
Thanks.
All right, so you may step down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-A.
And what's your date of birth, sir?
June 13, 1990.
And where do you work?
I work at the Duxbury Police Department.
How long have you been a police officer?
I started there in April of 2020.
And did you work for the Plymouth Police before that?
Yes, I did.
And how long did you do that?
Almost 5 years.
What is your current role?
I am patrol officer.
Back in January of 2023, what was your role with the Duxbury Police Department?
I was the school resource officer for Alden and Chandler. I work with kids kindergarten through fifth grade.
Directing your attention specifically to January 24th, 2023, were you working an overtime shift that day?
Yes, I had picked up an overtime shift.
And what shift was that?
It was 4 to midnight, but I was scheduled to work till 8 p.m.
8 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you were scheduled to be there from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., is that correct?
That is correct.
And you were in a cruiser, in a marked cruiser in a uniform?
Yes, I was fully dressed in Duxbury Police uniform. I was in a marked cruiser, Duxbury Police 172. Okay.
And did you receive a dispatch at approximately 6:11 p.m. to go to 47 Summer Street in Duxbury?
Yes, we did.
And when you say we, were you with a partner or were you alone?
No, I was by myself. We ride single in a cruiser there.
Okay. So when you say we, do you mean that it was dispatched to all officers on patrol?
So usually with critical incidents calls, they put it over to dispatch and they'll say, Duxbury police cars, start making your way to a certain address. That way everyone can get there as quickly as possible.
Okay. And so then you knew at that point to go to 47 Summer Street?
Yes, ma'am.
And approximately how long did it take you to get there?
I would say anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes.
So you were relatively close by when you received the dispatch?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And when you arrived at 47 Summer Street, what did you observe?
Dispatch was giving me description of the house. It took probably 15 seconds for me to identify the house. Parked in the street, I saw the number of the house and I made my way. I believe it was a mudroom that I went to.
Showing you exhibit 33. When you say the mudroom that you went to, do you actually go inside the house or did you go to the door to the mudroom?
I went to the door to the mudroom to check if that was unlocked so I could make my way to the back of the house.
And is that door depicted in this photograph?
Yes, it is.
And is it the door to the left of the garage?
Yes, it is.
And was the door locked or unlocked?
It was locked at that time.
So what did you do next?
I radio dispatch just for confirmation of where that party we were trying to get to was located. They told me it was around back of the house, so I tried to make my way that way.
And when you went to the back of the house, how did you get there?
Well, referring back to the picture where the car was parked, I went to the right side. And I went around the garage. There was a fence, and I went over the fence, I believe.
Showing you exhibit 33, again, you went by these cars and around the house to the right.
Yes, that's correct.
And showing you exhibit 37, Does that mean that you would have been coming around the house over here by the garage on the left and the porch, the deck?
Yes, that's correct.
And when you came around there, what did you see?
I made my way. I observed two parties, one lying in the ground and one standing over it. And I started to make my way towards the other end of the house, which is as towards this fence, as you guys can see in reference to that photo.
And so when you say the other end of the house, are you talking about this area here, the furthest right windows?
Yes, that is correct.
And the person that was standing, did you later learn that was Patrick Clancy?
Yes, I did.
And the person on the ground, did you later learn that was Lindsay Clancy?
Yes, I did.
And at some point in time, was Officer Hall also back there with you?
Yes, he came from this side over here, the opposite direction in which I came.
So facing the house, he would have come around the left side of the house, if you're facing the house?
Yes, he parked on the street and came from this side, the opposite of where I came from.
Okay. And do you recall what Patrick Clancy was doing when you first saw him?
He was standing over Lindsay at that point. It appeared that he was trying to communicate with her. I observed him with a cell phone. It was kind of down by his side, so I don't know if they were talking or what, but it was probably a split second, and then he turned in my location, saw me, because I was illuminating the yard with my flashlight, and then that's when me and him crossed paths.
Okay. And so you said you saw him with his cell phone by his side. Was it in his hand by his side?
Yes, I believe it was in his left hand.
Okay. And you say you crossed paths with him. Approximately where did you cross paths with him?
It was probably right by the bulkhead, I would say.
And so in the photograph, to the right of the deck is the bulkhead. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And where was he headed?
He was heading, I believe, up towards the deck. Yeah, obviously I didn't know it at that time, but he was just walking past me pretty fast in an abrupt manner, so.
And did he say anything to you as he passed?
No, he did not.
And after you crossed paths with Patrick, where did you go?
I went to the female party.
And did you speak to her?
I attempted to.
And what did you say?
I just was trying to get basic information, where she was hurt, where she needed attention, anything I could do to kind of help her until fire arrived.
And did she respond to your questions?
She mumbled, and it wasn't a definitive answer.
Did you observe any injuries?
Yes, she was laying on the ground. There was cuts to her right wrist, I believe, and to the right side of her neck.
And were those cuts actively bleeding at that time?
They were bleeding, but not profusely.
Did you, are you trained in first aid?
Yes.
Did you feel the need to put pressure on those wounds immediately?
No. We also carry medical equipment, such as tourniquet, gauze, stuff like that. And I believe due to the circumstances that I didn't need to utilize those tools.
And the tourniquet that you carry, is that in case someone has some type of cut where an artery has been damaged or cut?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you're trained to recognize when it's something serious, like an artery spraying blood everywhere versus a cut that doesn't need a tourniquet?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And you didn't see the need for a tourniquet?
I did not, know.
And based on your training in first aid and as a police officer, as a first responder, did those wounds appear life-threatening?
No, they did not.
Did other emergency personnel from the fire department begin to arrive?
Yes, so I would say I tried to talk to Ms. Clancy for probably 30 seconds to a minute, and at that point, coming from that opposite side of the house, I observed Duxbury fire personnel show up, and our protocol is to kind of turn the medical over to them because they're more highly trained than we are.
Okay. And at some point in time, do you hear something?
Yes.
What do you hear?
Myself and Officer Hall were standing by that window, and we just started hearing loud screams.
And what did you do when you heard those loud screams?
We immediately were trying to figure out where they were coming from. I'm not sure if dispatch or something came over the air and said something about the basement, but we both just started making our way back towards the deck part of the house.
Did you go in through the sliding glass doors?
Yes, we went up the deck and through the sliding glass doors into the kitchen.
And did you then head to the basement?
Yes.
Okay. And could you hear any sounds coming from the basement as you entered the kitchen?
Yes, it was the exact screaming that I heard from the window.
Okay. And did you go down the stairs to the basement?
Yes, we did.
And did you see anything as you went down the stair after you went down the stairs?
So we went down the stairs, and there was a picture at the bottom of the stairs, I believe, of Lindsay and Patrick. And the basement splits off into two, a right and a left area. And the screams were coming from the right area, so that's where we directed our attention to first.
Okay. And did you see Patrick?
Yes. That right side opens up, and it's like two rooms, I believe. So we went into the first room, which was kind of dark, and there was some clutter and stuff around, and Patrick was in that back room at the time.
Sir, showing you what's been marked as Exhibit 92. Is that the doorway into that back room?
Yes, it is.
And then Exhibit 93, is that the inside of that back room?
Yes, it is.
And do you recall what, if anything, Patrick was saying as you encountered him?
Upon his observation of us, myself and Officer Hall, he proceeded to head in our direction, leaving that room. And at that point, he looked up and he screamed, "She killed the fucking kids."
And after he said that, where did you go?
Once he cleared himself from the doorframe, we were able to look inside the room where we observed what appeared to be a child laying motionless on the floor.
And did you later learn his name was Dawson Clancy?
Yes, I did.
And how was he positioned?
He was laying on his back, kind of close to the gym bag for reference of that.
Showing you Exhibit 93 again, you referenced the gym bag. Is that the bag to the left of the pack, the child's toy?
Yes.
And so you're saying that he was in that area when you first saw him?
Yes, he was.
And do you recall whether he was on his back or his stomach or something else?
He was on his back.
And do you recall his physical appearance?
He was laying on his back. His head was tilted to the right-hand side. Looked at him kind of in the face area once we got closer, and his face was white, gray. Lips were blue. Eyes were bloodshot. Looked like blood vessels were popped in his eyes.
Did you notice any injuries to his neck?
Seeing that, my first instinct was to kind of grab his head and tilt it to the side, see if I could get a pulse. But, I mean, based on my training experience from previous incidents, I knew it wasn't going to be good. So I moved the head. That's where I observed some red marks on that right-hand side.
Of the neck?
Yes.
And in that exhibit, 94, there was a yellow exercise band, correct?
Yes.
I believe in prior testimony, you may have called it a blue exercise band. Is that correct?
Yes.
But it's clearly yellow in the photo, right?
Yes, it's clearly yellow. I mean, there was...
testing the color of the exercise bandage.
Okay. Right, good.
So what was your focus at the time?
The child.
And once you saw him there with these injuries, what did you do?
Based on my observations, I knew there wasn't really much I could do. So I picked the child up, went chest to chest, and as I did that, it was kind of like a mucus or a foam that leaked out of his mouth onto me. I grabbed him, went back towards the way we came down into the basement, and I headed up to the stairs where Sergeant Homestead was coming down the stairs, and I started yelling to him to get out of the way. Went back up the stairs and then into the kitchen directly. Adjacent to the stairs is the front foyer, like hallway, and I went out the main door into the driveway.
And was there an ambulance in the driveway at that time?
Yes, the ambulance was backing up and had pretty much just parked, and one of the fire was walking around to the stretcher out back, so I rushed over with Dawson, and I put him on the stretcher, and that's when Sergeant Homestead and fire personnel started working further on him.
What did you do next?
I went back into the house.
And why did you go back into the house?
I remember hearing something about kids and multiple, and I just went back.
And when you went back in the house, did you go to the basement?
Yes, I went back in that front door, back down to the basement, and this time I went to the left-hand side.
And when you went to the left-hand side of the basement, what did you see?
Pretty much directly in my sight was an older female laying on the ground, and then in the corner there was like a younger baby.
And when you say an older female, you're referring to that she was older than Dawson?
That's correct.
And did you later learn her name was Cora Clancy?
I did.
And did you assist in treating her?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
So when I got down to the basement, two fire personnel were already on scene. One was working on the baby and one was working on Cora. Communicated with them. We worked together and I took over doing chest compressions of Cora.
And were you able to see any injuries on Cora at that time?
Yes. She had kind of the same injuries that I explained with Dawson. The pale tint, bluish lips, bloodshot eyes, blood vessels popped. But this time she also had like dried blood around her mouth.
And did you also see an area of blood near her on the floor?
Yes, there was a relatively large area of blood on the floor. Actually, when doing CPR on her, I was beside her, and that blood seeped through my pants, so I ended up moving her a little off to the side so I could position myself better.
Just showing you what's been marked as Exhibit 97, this red-brown stain on the rug. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
While you were doing chest compressions on Cora, what was the firefighter doing?
The one that had previously been attending to Cora then went to the child that was in the corner.
And eventually, was Cora put on a stretcher and brought out?
Yes, eventually. Okay. I think the baby was brought out first, because I think they mentioned at some point they might have found like a faint pulse or something like that. So they got him out first, and then we were able to get Cora up.
So that entire time while you're in the basement, are you still giving chest compressions to Cora?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it felt like forever, to the point where I think I radioed for assistance for another officer to come down.
And did others come down to assist?
Yes, Officer Cahill came down to further assist, where I continued with chest compressions, and he used a bag valve mask to give rescue breaths.
And a bag valve mask, is that something that goes over someone's face, a mask that's attached to a bag, and you squeeze it to give air?
Yes, it's an alternative breathing apparatus.
At some point, do you go back upstairs to the first floor?
Yes.
And do you encounter Patrick Clancy when you go upstairs?
Yes, so when they removed Cora, myself and Officer Cahill went back upstairs, where I encountered Mr. Clancy in the kitchen.
And what was his demeanor in the kitchen?
He was still frantic, kind of in shock, still screaming and losing himself. And I think at that point, I don't know, one of us requested that we get an ambulance for him as well.
Thank you, sir. Nothing further.
Attorney Reddington?
I'm sorry, I have no questions.
All right. Thank you, sir. Lisa.
Thank you.
More live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lindsay Clancy is on the way. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.